Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'll call the meeting to order. And as I understand, everyone is on the line. So we will start off with the approval of the minutes from our last meeting. They were distributed with the materials.
I'll move adoption. Doug?
I'll second that. Any discussion regarding the minutes?
Yeah, this is Matt. I just have one quick question. One thing we talked about in our last meeting, which is in the minutes, was the issue of selling some of that land. And I know the Attorney General had a discussion about some sort of analysis being done by the Department of Justice. I guess I'm wondering if do we have any idea on a time frame on that, if we know that or if we don't know that.
I don't have an answer for that at this time, no.
Okay. But it's something it theoretically could get in the next couple months, or?
I'll talk to my legal team. I didn't do that before this meeting.
Okay, no big deal.
Okay. All right, otherwise then, all in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote aye.
Aye, Brad. And the minutes are approved. Then we've got some loans. I just got to scroll through to the right page here. Jonathan, have they been all been approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, they have, Mr. Chairman. There's $3.7673 million in loans.
And, okay, looks like eight.
Correct.
Eight loans in total. I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
I'll second it.
Okay. Is there any discussion regarding the loans this month? This meeting? All right. Then all in favor of approval of the loans, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I vote no.
Okay.
Hold on, no.
Just letting an ambulance get past me here.
Oh, okay.
All right. Then we don't have any old business on the agenda. Under new business, we have an attachment involving ratifying adjustments to the loan program interest rates. Tom or Jonathan, do you want to explain what that is all about?
Well, we've been kind of keeping you informed that we expected the interest rates to be going up. Especially the short-term rates, but now both have gone up, and so we're just trying to keep up with the Joneses and earn the right amount of money for our beneficiaries. In our loans today that you just approved, some of them are already at that new rate that came in after the effective date of this, just a couple of them, I think.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be dampening the loan demand at this stage.
So by our rules, does the board need to ratify or accept the changes, or is it just, or we just, it's just a notice matter?
It's been more of a policy than a requirement. There was a board resolution that was adopted many, many years ago that allowed the board chairman, in conjunction with the executive secretary, to change interest rates between meetings. But that resolution was silent as to whether or not...
It was limited to the amount of change, too.
Right. It was limited to the amount of change. It could not be more than one percentage point. But that resolution was quiet on anything further, and we thought it was just a good idea to keep the board apprised and to allow then the board to ratify that action then afterwards.
Okay. I'll move adoption of the change.
I'll second. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Is that Matt? I'm aye.
Aye, Doug.
Okay. Then that's approved. Now we have a proposed land bank sale via sealed bid up in Iron County. There were attachments distributed. Can someone lay out the parameters of what's happening here, please?
Do this, Tom?
Sure. We have a couple parcels of land that are isolated that We've gotten interest from neighboring landowners that they'd be interested in acquiring that. So we're going to put it up. We'd like to put it up for bid.
You want to talk about the easement potential?
The property is landlocked, but it is close to a road, and so we tried to go through both of those different landowners to see if it would be possible to acquire an easement, and it appeared that the cost of getting the easement from either one of those landowners would probably be higher than what we would get in increased value for the parcel by getting that easement. So,
plus a little lack of goodwill.
Yeah, if your costs outweigh your benefits, at that point that transaction doesn't make sense in terms of purchasing an easement. So we're going to sell it without the easement. We'd like to try to sell it without the easement. And
the snobby landowners don't want to buy it.
Well, there are two donors, one on each side, that have expressed an interest in buying it.
I wonder if one of those is the one that have the road.
Both of them have a road access, one a little closer than the other, I think.
Right.
So if they buy it, they'll be able to get to it.
They'd be able to get to it even without the easement.
Sergeant said there was no access. I'm confused.
Well, there's access from their property.
Correct.
Which then in turn has access to this road. We, however, do not have access to this road. And the only thing we could do is, I suppose, go into eminent domain and spend $30,000 to try and argue it.
No.
And we don't think it'll increase the value of the land that much to have it.
So it's likely that one of these two landowners will try to buy it because they have access.
Exactly.
Right.
They might get a bit of a bargain.
Well, unfortunately, I think you're right. Although land is not selling up there very well for housing sites at all these days. And so I wouldn't expect that this would go up much in value. But I bet you if it had access, it'd be another $20,000 value on it. It could be. At least that's what our surveyor, our appraiser figured.
We don't need to formally approve this, do we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll make a motion to approve the sale.
I'll second it, Doug.
Any discussion regarding this?
I think we should call the governor and have him build a road to it for us.
All right, all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
This is Matt. I'll vote aye.
Okay. The next item, we've been informed that... this might not be news to anyone that there has been a joint legislative council study committee ordered on the BCPL and school trust funds. As I understand it, it would be to examine the issues of sale of lands between the two trusts. Is that correct?
No, actually, this is that is in there, I suppose, but this is really a replication of the bill that got a hearing but did not get a vote. That would have eliminated the BCPL's local government trust fund loan program, eliminated the ability of BCPL to direct the funds to the WEMTA group, and then lastly, require that all of our investment money go to SWIP. And that's the nature of the study, to see if there are statutes that could be changed and in what fashion how.
This is Doug with a minor question. This agenda item is called approved minutes. What does that mean?
I'm sorry. That's an error. This is for information. We're not looking for a vote at this stage, but we wanted to inform you what our strategy or approach will be.
It's agenda item 6, approved minutes.
Right.
Right, just scratch out approved minutes. It's agenda item 6.
Typo.
Huh. That's not what mine says.
Well, we gave Doug a special packet.
Okay.
I have that packet too, then. That's fine.
So do I.
All right. Page, not on the agenda.
All right. Well, it's not on the agenda. It's just on the page.
Yeah, it's just an error.
So the committee has been formed, or is being formed, and Senator Lena Taylor is the vice chair, and Representative Terry Katzma is the chair. And my understanding is that they will now proceed to accept recommendations for membership in the committee and or look at what they want on the committee, and will create a legislative council committee of an indeterminate size, and that this should work through the summer and perhaps have some recommendations in time for the next legislative session in probably February or March for legislation, if they get that far. The question I have that's puzzling me is who is behind this? Where is this coming from, considering it's a bill that was introduced by Representative Hutton and co-sponsored by Senator Strobel, received not one single voice of support other than the authors. And so I'm wondering where the push for this study is coming from. I guess we'll maybe find out. Our strategy on this is to meet with the co-chairs and offer our assistance and information and take it low-key. I think it's important that one of the staff from BCPL, preferably Tom with his legal background, be on the study committee, probably somebody from SWIB, somebody from the Library Association of the school boards, and certainly the municipalities that are doing loans. And then beyond that, it's up to the chairs how they balance the committee.
Okay, well, then, so you staff, I'm sure you'll continue to do a good job in recommending what you just suggested, so that's good. Thank you.
We're going to try. We'll meet with Senator Taylor soon, and I've got a request into Representative Katzma.
Okay, good.
Okay.
That's all I have to report on that. It's just not an action item.
Are there any future agenda items that anyone wants to raise at this time?
We bought a bond for $5 million. Oh, for 4.991608.
That's because he got us a discount.
Sounds good.
Okay. That might roll us right into the executive secretary report then.
Yeah, let me just make a couple comments, and I want Rich to comment on something. We've been selling bonds, and Rich's recommendation in our investment committee, that have relatively lower yields for us when the market looks right to sell them and either make a little money or not lose money. And then we've been replacing those bonds with higher interest yielding bonds. And so that first paragraph points out that, well, indeed, we actually generated a small capital gains for that sale of $6.175 million in bonds of $85,000. But the yield that we're averaging on that package was 3.35, and now we're moving into a yield of 3.88 with the bonds we replaced it with. If you remember, about two or three meetings ago, we had a little discussion about buying inflation-protected treasuries, or TIPS, and it was Rich's recommendation we go into that, and I want him to tell a little story because he did good for us this last week.
Yeah, I think you'll remember last fall we were able to take advantage of some changes in the market to make some pretty substantial gains by buying and selling these Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. And the same thing happened in the last 2 months, too. We bought some Inflation Protected Securities. They're called TIPS. When inflation expectations were relatively high so that we were getting a good yield on them. And we were happy whether or not we held those in portfolio or whether or not there would be another trading opportunity. It just so happened that about 2 months later, inflation expectations were greatly reduced and the price of those bonds went up significantly. And so we decided to sell them to make a short-term gain of about $150,000, which turned out to be an internal rate of return on that investment of over 19%, which we're pretty happy with.
Wow. Boy, if I had any money to invest, I would stalk you and just do whatever you're doing, Rich. Thank you.
You're welcome. That one worked out pretty well.
Well, it's important to note that there's almost no downside to a fund like ours, because we can afford to have a long view. So if this thing didn't give us an opportunity for capital gain as it did, we can hold it and be very happy with the yield we were receiving for our trust fund. So it's serendipity. We watch it really closely, and Rich pulls the trigger and makes a recommendation. Tom and I and Rich get together, and we mostly follow Rich's recommendations.
Well played. Well played. Anything else, Jonathan, in your report?
Nope, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? Then I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second, Doug.
Third, Matt.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you.